The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 686.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She's an actress, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Jackie Dallas. Jackie, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Sure. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast, Sheena. This is great. Yeah, as you said, I'm an actress. I am probably best known for my role as Jen on Stranger Things. I've done a lot of TV and film otherwise. Notably, I've done like Criminal Minds. I've done NCIS New Orleans. I was on the show The Resident. I also recently have become more of a personal filmmaker. And so in my journey of filmmaking, started dabbling around with directing and producing and writing and just kind of trying to figure out how I can best position myself to get our stories told and our stories out there.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Stranger Things is one of my favorite shows. So I just wanted to add that. And Jackie, what's your cultural background?
So my family is Korean, South Korean, and my parents moved here when my mom was pregnant with me, like very pregnant with me. So I was born and raised here in the States, grew up in Florida, spent most of my adult life in New York. I bounced around quite a bit in this country, but yeah, my background is Korean and I consider myself Korean American.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I'm a very driven person, so I feel like a mantra that I kind of live by is like, just do it. But one quote that I think I live by is, you can't move forward if you're always looking back. I used to have that doodled on like my trapper keepers back in school and stuff. I think that, well, a little bit about me. I've bounced around a lot from place to place, but also I've gone through a couple of careers and I feel like it's kind of easy to get hung up in a certain place or a certain memory of how things are and like how ideal and how perfect things can be or was. And you just got to keep moving, you know, and you got to kind of keep your eyes moving forward and like set your sights on bigger and better dreams, raising the bar as you go, so to speak. So I kind of live by the whole, you know, keep moving forward. You can't move forward if you're always looking back.
Thanks for sharing that. And I totally believe that too. I mean, you know, the past is a past for a reason. We can learn from it. And like you mentioned, move forward. So thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence to me is having a sense of worth, knowing that you can rise to the challenges that you're going to face. And even if it takes a few tries, even if it takes a few falls, not getting so discouraged that you can't pick yourself back up again. I think, especially in my line of work, you're constantly being told no, and you're not right for this, or you're not good enough for that, or you're not pretty enough. And it's very important to maintain that sense of self-confidence and self-worth to know that it's not personal, it's business for one, but eventually someone's going to come along that's going to tell you yes, and it could change the trajectory of your career and your life. And you just got to have faith in yourself that, you know, that day is going to come. And when it does, you're going to be able to do it.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Jackie, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Oh, before self-confidence, insecurity. I feel like, oh gosh, there's like so many aspects to like delve into here. So I grew up in a small town in Florida. And I was the only Asian in my community, like me and my parents, my sister, but I didn't go to school with other Asians. Like I didn't even meet my like real first other Asian American until I got to college. So you can imagine that my teenage years, like on top of what they are awkwardly already, like I just had a hard time trying to define myself and figure out who I was and how I fit into this world that I lived in. So that gave me you know, a few confidence issues. Also, before I became an actress, I pursued medicine for a number of reasons. One, it's, you know, what Asian kids do, but, you know, I grew up in a medical family, and so I just kind of assumed, like, this is the next step. This is just what I'm naturally supposed to do. I'd like to say that I was, you know, a smart student, but that doesn't mean that I was a good student. I definitely didn't enjoy studying at all. And everything about the stereotypes of, you know, Asians being good at school and being good at math and being good at science, like, sure, to an extent, like, I wasn't terrible at it, but, like, it was just such a struggle for me to, like, have to get into that mindset and pursue this path that was already laid out for me. And one of the things was that I wasn't happy doing it. It just didn't suit me as far as my personal skill sets and my personality. And, like, you know, it wasn't compatible with the dreams that I had. And so instead of, you know, deciding to chase after my dreams from a young age, I just thought that I just sucked at what I did. You know, I wasn't good enough for it. So I felt like I had a lot of imposter syndrome growing up. Like, I was constantly trying to be someone that I wasn't, trying to live up to expectations of what people had for me. I don't know. I guess a lot of people can relate to that, but adding, you know, a cultural identity to the mix, I think does add a little level of complication to that as well.
Thanks for sharing that. I think that's something we all go through, especially, you know, when you're an Asian kid migrating to, like, North America. And back in the day, like, you know, you're always like the token Asian kid. And, like, you know, why don't I have blonde hair and blue eyes? And, you know, we keep thinking, like, you know, to be beautiful, you had to be a certain way, especially, like, in the Western culture, because, like, nobody looked like us back then. And, you know, Asian representation was, like, super minimal. But that's the life back then. And I'm glad we're slowly getting more representation, especially for the Asian community. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you can go out there and be who you are today, especially, you know, going from medicine to acting? What was that aha moment?
I got to a point where I was just so tired of not being happy. You know, when I did medicine, it's such a noble profession. And like I said, I come from a family of doctors. So I know what the lifestyle was like to an extent. With that being said, medicine has changed drastically over the last 10, 20 years. And I feel like anyone who starts out saying, like, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a nurse, you know, they want to go into it for these very altruistic reasons. Like, they want to help people. And that is exactly why I wanted to go into it. I wanted to go into it and help people. But the truth is that, without getting into too much politics, the healthcare system that we have in this country right now is just very, very broken. And it's very difficult on both sides of the picture. On the patient side, it's difficult. On the doctor side, it's tough on the hospital administration side. You know, I find that doctors who are going into for these, you know, very good reasons are burning out and getting frustrated with the system. Patients are getting frustrated with their doctors. It became a very kind of an overwhelming profession for me. And then on top of that, I feel that one thing that makes me a good performer, but not necessarily a good doctor, is that I could tell that I didn't have the emotional capacity at times to deal with some of the demands of being a doctor. Depending on which specialty you're in, I happened to pursue surgery when I got into it. And a lot of times you're working with patients who are not in a good place necessarily. You have the power to help them and change that. But there are times when you can't, you know, things are beyond your control. And a lot of times you have to deliver very bad news. As a doctor, you have to learn to detach from that, kind of desensitize yourself, understand that this is part of your job requirement, and take the time, empathize, sympathize, show compassion, have a discussion. But then on a dime, you have to learn to move on and then move on to the next patient that you have, because everyone needs your help and everyone needs your care. And this was something that I really, really struggled with early on. I noticed even in the first year that I was working, it took a real emotional drain on me. And I think that had a lot to do with my desire to kind of no longer do it, you know, like a self-preservation kind of kicked in. So I think that was ultimately what led me to my decision. And my aha moment was, my husband is also in medicine and he is way more cut out for it than I am. he ended up matching in California for the residency program here. So there's this process called the match where after you finish medical school, you apply to all these different programs on what you want to specialize in, what hospital you want to go to, where you want to live, and you rank it. And then the hospital ultimately decides who they want to take out of all their applicants. It's like a job, right? But the thing about this job process is that the match is very final. So wherever you are delegated to go, you have to go. There's no real way around that. He ended up matching in California. I was living in Chicago at the time. And we came to this point in our relationship after being together for several years where, you know, my residency program is going to be like 4 years. His is going to be 6 years. Are we going to spend the next at least minimum 4 years as husband and wife not living together in the same city, in the same time zone? Are we going to be that couple that puts our career first and, you know, relationship second? And after some, you know, discussion and soul searching and just feeling it out, you know, really listening to what my heart was telling me, I knew that if I wasn't happy with this as a career, I wasn't about to sacrifice a life with my husband for something that I wasn't happy to do. So the following year, we did end up living 2 years apart, but the following year I made the decision that I was going to, you know, not renew my contract. I only had 1 year left of training left to do. So that close to the end of my medical path there, I decided not to renew my contract. I decided to move to California. I decided to be a wife, and being in California, finally get the opportunity to kind of pursue my passion for acting, which until I moved to California, I really didn't think was a possibility.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, a lot of people might think, you know, how could you do that? You had 1 more year left and you just blew it off, right? I mean, it's like typical, like, you know, Asian family or like, you know, your friends and family, they'll say that because, you know, they see that as a level of success. But for you, you knew you weren't happy. You knew you had a different purpose, a different path, and you went for it, right? Regardless if you had a year left in your residency or not. But I'm glad you were able to do that. And you just, you know, move forward, like you mentioned in your quote. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
My life is so different now. It's amazing. I love it so much. It's really like, it's hard to explain the life of an actor because it's very unconventional. I have a lot of downtime just because I'm constantly auditioning and, you know, actually working on set is not as frequent as, you know, it's not a Monday to Friday 9-to-5 job. But, you know, I finally get to be who I want to be and do what I want to do, explore these creative outlets. I spend a lot of time just kind of working on my craft and preparing for auditions, auditioning, learning lines, working on little projects. It's just really fantastic. I couldn't have asked for like anything more, you know? I know this is really vague, but like my life is great. I'm super happy. I'm happy with the choices I've made. And, you know, to put it this way, like even on my worst day, Now, I'm still happier than on my best day in my past life. You know, I have a different level of, like, the stress level is just very different. It's just night and day different. You know, now if I'm stressed out, if I have a bad day, it's like, oh, I didn't get this audition, or I missed out on this part to this other actress, or maybe I screwed up and embarrassed myself. It's all relative, right? When I was a doctor, a bad day was life-changing for someone. You know, so it's just a different perspective. I have a different perspective on life.
Thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners were tuning into your episode and they're in a similar journey to self-confidence, what would be that one tip you would give to them?
I think a lot of my self-confidence has come from having made a lot of mistakes, having taken a lot of chances. And I think that you learn a lot more from your mistakes and your failures than you do from your successes. You learn the depths of your capabilities, your coping mechanisms, you find your strength. And I think that's where your confidence ultimately comes from. So my tip would be, if you're afraid to do something, find a way to overcome that. Even if you're afraid, even if you're terrified, find a way to do it. Ease into it. And you know what? Make your mistakes. It's fine. Everyone makes mistakes. Once you've done it, once you've gone through like the worst of it, you're going to have such a different outlook on life. Like, no matter what happens, like, I can get through this. If I got through that, I can get through this. If I did that, I can do this. So don't be afraid to make your mistakes and just go out there, put yourself out there. And the more you realize that you can accomplish the things that you were so afraid of doing, that's going to make you realize, like, why was I so scared?
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes. I love social media. I have a website. It's www.jackiedallas.com. Dallas is spelled like Texas, D-A-L-L-A-S. I'm Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E. And I am on Facebook as Jackie Dallas. I've got a Facebook page with all of my work, everything that I kind of am promoting and working on. That's just Jackie Dallas Actress. I'm on Instagram and Twitter under Jax Dallas, J-A-X-D-A-L-L-A-S. And I'm super approachable on Twitter. Twitter is like quickly becoming my favorite platform to work on. And I love talking to people. I love talking to fans. I love engaging and answering questions. So Twitter is probably going to be the best way to reach me, but I definitely promote all of the work that I do on my Facebook. So yeah, find me, add me, friend me, like me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Jackie, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Jackie's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Jackie today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Jackie.
Oh, thank you, Sheena. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.